Hey guys, a very good evening to all my crypto believers. So have you all been curious about what's happening in the market? Don't you worry, the CoinMonks got you covered. Okay, so before starting with the updates, let's quickly quote today's headlines. UK regulator bans two crypto.com ads in latest crackdown. Solana hits with another network incident causing degraded performance. CryptoWire launches India's first global index of cryptocurrencies. VUSD is VeChain in Thor's first stablecoin. So let's start off with refresh feed. Firstly, following a complaint, the UK's marketing authority blocked two advertisements from crypto.com on Wednesday. Recently, there has been havoc regarding the weird crypto advertisements in US. Let's find out what exactly happened. Buy Bitcoin with credit card fast, read the first ad, which appeared in the Daily Mail app on September 1, 2021. The second ad, which appeared on the Love Paul's app on July 30, 2021, offered up to 3.5% per annum. The percentage in the text has risen to 8.5%. The Advertising Standards Authority stated, "We believe that the consumers would take the claim, earn up to 3.5% per annum, which grew to earn up to 8.5% per annum, to suggest that any deposit may grow by the maximum amount presented. The advertisements failed to convey the investment's dangers, were reckless, and exploited buyers' inexperience or credulity," according to the regulator. The watchdog also took issue with the proposal that people acquire cryptocurrency on loan without being warned about the risks of debt. There were no penalties levied, simply warnings that future commercials must include information stating that the value of Bitcoin investments might go up as well as go down. The prohibition follows a slew of previous regulatory decisions against crypto-related businesses. It prohibited 7 crypto adverts in December, declaring crypto assets a red alert priority. Trading platforms eToro and Coinbird were among the firms mentioned, as were exchanges Exmo, Luno, Kraken and Coinbase, as well as a campaign by pizza company Papa John's. It also coincides with Crypto.com's marketing campaign. It agreed with AEG in November to rebrand Staples Center in Los Angeles to Crypto.com Arena for a 20-year period. According to a source close to the situation, the arrangement cost the exchange $700 million, making it one of the most expensive sponsorship deals in sports history. So moving ahead with our next coverage, on January 4, Solana was said to have gone out for 4 hours. There have been no network difficulties according to the status. The Solana blockchain has been clogged for the third time in a few months, causing transactions to fail, with users disputing whether it was caused by another DDoS attack or just network troubles. Let's have a look at the present scenario. The scope and severity of the problem are unclear, with Coinbase, Woo Blockchain and Redditor stating that the network had been slowed and transactions had failed. However, Anatoly Yakovenko, a co-founder of Solana Labs, disputed that a DDoS attack had occurred. The current assault came less than a month after claims that the network was overloaded with widespread botting owing to another initial DEX offering on Radium, a Solana-based decentralized exchange platform. According to Woo Blockchain, the Solana network was down for 4 hours in the early morning of January 4 UTC time due to a suspected DDoS assault. The network has remained completely functioning with 100% uptime throughout that time, according to the status. Other individuals in the R Solana community who responded to the R cryptocurrency article questioned the legitimacy of the statements, with Nifty Mufti stating, "Why don't you show the charts instead of echoing random people's opinions? The block explorers would have revealed a DDoS assault and downtime. I don't see any such indications. Show me that I'm incorrect. At what time and in what time zone was this supposed to happen?" On Twitter earlier today, Solana Labs co-founder Yakovenko supported this sentiment, saying that the network troubles weren't caused by DDoS and were just the pain of getting a new runtime marketed. So moving ahead with our next coverage, IC15, India's first global cryptocurrency index, is launched by CryptoWire. The IC15 is a market capitalization-based, rule-based wide market index that follows and measures the top 15 most liquid cryptocurrencies listed on the world's biggest crypto exchanges. Let's dive into this one with our headline being: Mumbai-based financial content provider TickerPlant's cryptocurrency app CryptoWire has launched India's first index of global cryptocurrencies called IC15. This is intended to increase knowledge of the crypto and blockchain ecosystems. The IC15 is a rule-based broad market index by market capitalization that tracks and measures the performance of the top 15 most liquid cryptocurrencies listed on the world's leading crypto exchanges. The top 15 constituents of IC15 would be Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Polkadot, Cardano, Litecoin, Avalanche, Binance Coin, Solana, XRP, Shiba Inu, Terra, Uniswap and Dogecoin. Index's base value is set at 10,000 and the base date is April 1, 2018. As of January 1, 2022, the index open value was 71,463.30 points. The company said that the index captures over 80% of market movement and hence it is a fundamental market tracking and assessing tool. Chigish Sonagara, MD and CEO of CryptoWire, said that with the launch of India's first index of crypto IC15, we intend to complete the knowledge circle for the entire crypto and blockchain ecosystem. This will not only push the learn before earn initiative but also serve the industry with yet another powerful intervention. According to the company, the IC15 index was designed to allow users to follow for having a diversified portfolio, acting as a performance benchmark for fund managers and facilitating accurate replication of the index and be preferred index for creation of index linked products like index funds, exchange traded funds, etc., and positions the index for efficient derivatives trading in the cryptocurrency trading marketplace. So wrapping up with our final segment, we're going to talk about WeChain. So apparently WeUSD is WeChain Thor's first stablecoin. The introduction of a completely native stablecoin expands WeChain Thor's options. WeChain announced today that the contract for WeUSD, WeChain's first native stablecoin, will shortly be live on mainnet, ushering in a new era for WeChain Thor following months of work. With the global goals and ambitions in mind, they are launching the stable token at the start of 2022, which corresponds to the projected growth phase, a period during which technical maturity of the products and services that they have developed over the last 5 years begins to translate into faster real-world adoption. Positive developments in the global regulatory climate, as well as a better awareness of the value proposition of blockchain technology, are paving the way for the field's rapid expansion. VUSD, a stablecoin developed by Stably and issued by Prime Trust, a Nevada chartered trust corporation situated in the United States, promises to open up new applications and functionality for both community and industry partners. The WeChain Thor blockchain can store critical information from throughout the data trail and issue payments based on established parameters. For example, verifying the recovery of a specified weight of waste material from an environment using compatible IoT technology and processes certified by worldwide compliance bodies. One of the advantages of the Stably Prime platform is how simple it is for users to mint and burn VUSD, whether they are businesses or individuals. After creating an account on Stably Prime, users can deposit USD and convert it to VUSD fast. Other stablecoins can be deposited on Stably Prime, converted to USD, and then converted back to VUSD. In due course, more information on this will be released. So that's all for today's video. To read more about all the news covered today, visit blog.coincodecap.com. To get free crypto signals and trading analysis, join our Telegram channel, and to do so, just search CoinCodeCap Classic on Telegram. I repeat, CoinCodeCap Classic. Also, this is a video show, so to enjoy better, subscribe to our YouTube channel. To do so, just search CoinMonks on YouTube.